Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
Previously on the Die As Cast Podcast, in all its peaky, tinny, roomy glory. Escaping from the very strange panel that started off our episode, the party narrowly avoided getting gassed in the catacombs of the Fae Circle. Griffin defended the Swedish as Gideon, Maeve, Chisk, and Ilex slowly made their way into a room full of bone cages and some hooded figures. The sneaky weaky Dampier and Bearfolk tried to get a better look at the unknown entities, using Eldritch Sight and Bear Blindness, but could only make out the basic features. In trying to avoid a fight, Chisk took another stab at adopting the personality of his brother. Ilex and Maeve did their best zombie impressions, and Gideon cut his stomach open, which he swore was a smart thing to do. A mix of convincing zombie sounds and pitiful soccer falls led the undead wights to point the party in the direction of the only other door in the room. Through yet another passageway, they found the rest of the Fae Circle prisoners. Or at least, their hands. After Misty stepping, Rogue stepping, and stepping on Ilex's back, the Kiss partners avoided the danger and began to experience the final moments of this quest. This large, 80-foot room housed an enormous swirling green mass of tentacles that was being tended to and worshipped by four ominous figures. One of the figures, with a massive pet worm wrapped around himself, revealed himself to be Chisk's brother, Rend. As the hood was pulled down, the chant of the priests was heard. The writhing prince, Lord of Decay, devourer of all things, be reborn into the world of the living on this night. Chisk pled with his undead, red-eyed, worm-infested brother and told him that there must be another way. Rend pleaded right back, assuring Chisk that this was the only way for peace to be achieved in the Rotgard Forest. He told Chisk that he was a divine messenger of Korgoth and begged the piney cleric to leave this place. Turning to his stunned party members, with Gideon in hiding, Chisk simply said,
"Leave him to me. We have to stop this."
"Chisk, what do you mean?"
I just run towards him.
"Okay. Let's get into it."
No, in what way? Korgoth is coming, y'all.
Yeah. Is here. What do you mean, let's get into it, Kevin?
Yeah, what does that mean?
What does that mean, Kevin?
Well, just more conversation with everybody else?
Yeah, well, I thought it was you. Ren,
thanks for joining our panel.
Thanks, Ren.
What do you think? What have you found in your time here down at the...
I've heard a lot of criticism about worms falling out of your face. Give me a response.
Oh, God, you guys.
Are we doing initiative?
Horrifying. Let's do initiative.
Horrifying image to see a family member.
Fuck. What's on the floor? That don't count.
I'm clear what that number is.
Maeve got a 16.
Woo-hoo.
Everyone else?
25.
Whoa. I licks.
She's got five.
Just got a five?
Yeah. Rolling.
Runs towards him so slow.
All right.
What'd you get, Gideon?
23.
Nice.
Ooh. You're still hidden, right?
I'm still hidden.
Oh, guys, I'm nervy. I'm so nervy.
Are first up, Ilex.
Yeah, I think I have a net of warning that I wear sort of at my hip. And I see that look in Chisk's eye and feel that net start to tingle, and Ilex springs into action. She's still got jump cast on her. So she's leap past Chisk to get to the far side of the room. And as I come down, I'm going to cast Produce Flame and throw flame down at somebody who's continuing to chant to sort of disrupt the rest of this ritual.
All right. So there are three other...
Yeah, what do I see for targets?
There's three others. You can describe for me what one of them looks like as you hit them with flame.
Are they all just wearing cloaks?
They are.
And the cloaks are all what color?
They are a dark jet black, almost green. Dark green, almost black.
I'm going to go for the shortest one.
Okay. A halfling.
Great. As I'm sort of in the sky still, about to land at the peak of my arc, I cast Produce Flame and throw it down at this halfling, And he, like, turns his little face up to me with his rosy little cheeks. And I'll try and land sort of 10 to 15 feet away from him, but I throw fire at him.
How far can you jump? Because they're about 80 feet away.
I can jump 60 feet.
All right. You land about 15 feet away.
Yes, I make an attack roll to hit with the produce flame. Does a 19 hit the halfling?
I imagine a 19 would hit.
That's yes. Fucking hope
yes,
so.
It does.
And it does 5 points of fire damage.
5 points of fire damage.
To the halfling and draw my bow.
Ooh.
Standing ready. And I say, you don't know anything about the Rotar Forest.
Hey!
Yes!
Ooh. Insult to injury, that's called.
Let's go.
That's the end of my turn.
The roadies are here.
Roadies. Then Gideon.
Nice. So produce flame. So I imagine there's a little ball of light down there, 80 feet now.
Yeah.
Very sick. Cool. I'm going to, like, pop into the room, 30 feet. And I'm gonna short bow down at either the guy on fire or a guy next to the guy on fire that I can see now.
Either one is fine.
All right, then I'm gonna do one that hasn't turned around yet to get some sneak attack. Hopefully, he sounds like the most distracted person I've ever shot.
Yes. They are all continuing to focus on the chanting. So yes, you can have sneak attack.
Nice. All right.
Just give me a distinguishing feature of that one.
I'm hoping to go for the second biggest one that's not Rend. I assume Rend's the biggest.
Maybe not.
Yes. Second biggest is good enough description.
Nice.
Second biggest.
He's a Yeti. Anyway, so here we go.
What?
Anyway, there's no time. Damn. There's no time.
Also, don't forget luck points, everybody.
Cor Blimey, I might need them. I am going to burn...
Cor Blimey.
I don't have five yet, I don't think. Yeah, I only have four.
You need three, though.
Oh,
re-roll.
Yeah, but I already had advantage. Okay, no, I'll just put in my four so that my hit is 18 to hit.
It's
phew. Big money dollars.
Cor Blimey.
Oh, so many twos and ones.
Fuck.
Oh, wow, that's 10, 15 piercing damage. That sucks.
With your sneak attack?
Yeah, I had two twos and two ones. And then a fucking...
Two twos.
And then I will actually, if I'm still in a dark room, I'll bonus action hide.
So the room you're in right now isn't dark. It's that strobing light, that pulsating light.
Oh, right, that's right.
It's a big open area, so there's really nowhere to bonus action hide.
Okay, then I'll just go 30 feet back behind the curtains again.
Oh.
No rituals.
Careful with the hands.
All right.
Tippy toes. Yeah, totally. You're the gracious, bye.
All right. I need you, Ilex, to make a saving throw. Wisdom, please.
Oh, no.
As second biggest guy turns around.
Oh, oops.
He stops ritualing.
Who shot me?
He stops.
Must be you.
I hold a bow. No.
It was
true. Long bow. He's got a short bow. It's entirely...
You idiot.
Wisdom save?
Yes.
12.
Alex is frozen.
Oh,
fuck.
What does that feel like for me?
You look at this thing and you are suddenly gripped with terror at the thought of Korgoth. You can see the writhing prince in its eyes and you are held.
Like a cast hold person.
Yeah, like a not frozen in fear, but frozen in time.
Yeah,
that's right.
But also in fear.
And Wrinkle in Time.
That's a great movie. Is it? I've never seen it.
Then it's Mr. Halfling Boy, who is...
Also, just to clarify, that one stopped chanting, of course.
Yes.
Okay, that's good. That's the point.
Yeah.
All right. This one steps forward, and its worms reach out for Ilex because she is frozen, so he gets advantage.
Is that a whole person cast?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not apparent.
Gets a 14 is his best.
Doesn't hit.
So these 4-foot worms just reach and slide down your armor, unable to get a purchase.
This time I say, oh, but it's not intentional.
All right.
Very.
We are at Maeve now. It's not possible.
Okay. How far away is everyone from me? I came in triangle formation behind them. Behind Ilex and Cheese.
I'm in the middle of the room.
Yeah, I see he's in the middle of the room. This one is behind the curtain. She is like 15 feet away from them. They're all at the far end. So
if they're in the middle, that would be like 40 feet away.
40 feet? Yeah. Damn it.
you're not
okay. held. what I'm going to do then, I am just going to move my 30 feet.
All right.
And I'm going to cast Sacred Flame. Who's nearest me, target-wise?
I guess halfling person would be nearest you.
I'm going to...
move to...
attack pilots. Me. Right.
Yeah, okay, I'm going
to... Well, no, actually, Rend is closest to you.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck with Rend. That's just journey.
Even to me.
Yeah. I am going to Sacred Flame the halfling that's attacking Ilex, so he has to make a dex save, please.
All right. He did pretty well. That's just to avoid.
God damn it.
The cantrip.
Okay. Do I have a bonus action I can do, maybe? No.
Motherfucker.
Oh, my God. This is so tough for me. Okay. Nope. I think that's all I can do. I can't even heal. Guys.
It's okay.
It's all right. It's been a tough ride.
Yeah. I got nothing.
All right. There's four in the middle of the room, right?
In the middle of the room?
Like there's four enemies?
Rend plus three?
Yes. Okay. There's one we haven't identified yet.
All right. There's the Yeti, the halfling, Rend.
And unknown.
Colonel Sam.
And so far, two of them have stopped chanting.
Yes.
I guess Rend has stopped chanting too.
Rend has stopped chanting too.
Okay, huge. 25% power.
That's right.
Huge.
The fourth turns around and it's another Yeti.
It's another Yeti.
Oh no! The Yeti twins.
Get here.
This isn't their natural environment.
Such a beautiful place, but to find Yeti.
I should have chosen a less intimidating thing.
You did this. Yeah.
A big, scary, lots of hit points.
Corky.
That's right.
All
right.
Let's say it's a panda barefoot.
Oh, we got twins.
I identified my target.
Even
me. All right. The panda bear folk gestures, and four of the corpses rise as zombies.
No!
Oh,
begin
fuck!
To shuffle towards you.
Fuck, no!
I really gotta stop jumping into the middle of things here.
I think I need to start jumping into the middle of the things.
Like, if you are a ranger.
Yeah.
I tell you, none of us is really good in melee, except for the one who's hiding behind the meat curtain.
Don't
Great. Rend is going to step forward.
Oh, fuck.
He's low initiative, though.
Yeah, he's right before me.
Oh, they're twins.
Oh, right. You haven't gone yet.
Let's see.
Dear.
He is going to charge.
Just locking eyes with him.
Up his weapon. And you see it sort of reverberate with some sort of magical.
Sorry, what's his weapon?
His weapon is a staff.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, shit.
Course.
But
of course,
you see it sort of glow with this greenish light as he moves, anguish in his eyes, to strike his brother.
Anguish? No! That's the worst kind.
To strike me physically, he's coming at me.
Yes.
To hit me with a stick.
Yes.
That's... just like when we were kids.
Yes! We would just hit each other with our, you know, with our arms. Which are also sticks.
That's right.
Aw.
That's nice.
We would play sword fighting with our
arms. Is he 40 feet away from Chisk?
No, he's moved forward to talk to him. So he moves forward the rest of the distance to smoke him.
Gotcha. Okay.
And he's got this, like I said, sort of irradiated weapon. And
what color is it glowing?
It's glowing a sickly green color.
Of course.
Classic. What else did we expect?
And it does eight points of damage, yeah. Jisk.
What kind of damage, Kevin?
Bludgeoning.
Fuck.
It's a stick.
It hit me?
He did womp.
What did you roll to hit?
I rolled a 21.
Oh, my fuck.
Oh, my fuck.
Oh, my fuck. 4 points of damage?
No, 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage.
1 point of damage?
And we are down to Chisk. You are next.
Did I heal 4 points?
I will take the hit, look towards the orb floating, the thing that's they've sort of summoned that's coming through. There's something in the air floating, right?
There's a swirling... yeah, it's a mass along the wall. It's not anything floating in the air. It's just a bright, twisting colors. There's something coming through.
Okay. I look at that. I stick my hands out and I look at my brother and I say, I'm not going to hurt you. And I will cast Dispel Magic at fourth level.
Oh!
Wow!
On the portal thing, if I may, Mr. Quark.
You may.
That's
so you call on the power of Thoth Hermes.
Yeah.
And you can see the edges dim a little as you get a sense of things getting duller than where they were.
Because neither of the four are chanting anymore.
None of them.
Right.
Okay.
So just keep going.
Yeah, I just hold it and I say, Rend, mother and father are waiting in the road guard for us.
All right. So let's see. How are we going to play that out? So let's do this. Okay, here's the mechanics.
The gate needs 12 rounds to completely open.
Oof.
We will say your dispel magic, done at extra level, will add 3 rounds. So we'll make it 15 rounds.
I'll take it.
Did us interrupting all four cultists? Oh, I see. Can they lessen the round amount if they focus on it?
Right. So if they turn and continue to chant, that's
1 round.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right.
I tried. And as he talks, you sort of get this spray and bits of worm in your face and onto your chest. I tried to tell you, this is the only way. I tried to tell Mother. Mother would not listen. Father kicked me out. This is the only way to save the Rotan.
I don't think they know how far you've gone into this path, Rend.
They cannot know. They cannot understand.
They love you and they will understand.
It is too late for me, brother. All right, back to the top of the round.
Guys. Oh. What?
Oh, you are.
Available to me. Yeah, yours.
You can pose majestically.
Uh-huh.
And at the end of the round, you can do another wisdom saving throw.
At the end of my turn?
Yes.
Fuck.
Super. Perfect.
Yeah.
Meh.
19.
All right. So she shakes off the effects of the... thing, but she is.
That's my neck.
That's right. Look, every each heel, each hoof.
So, oh, you're not very practiced in diplomacy, are you? I level my bow back at the halfling there.
All right. Gideon.
80 feet away at the curtain, you see a bow pop up. The bow hesitates for a second as it sees a turned around cultist as a panda bear folk. But he doesn't want to step on Chase's moment, so you just hear whispered behind the curtains,
leave him to me.
Hopefully the mic picks that up. And I'm going to shoot. I guess I'm going to shoot at the panda bear folk.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That one won't give you advantage, or it won't give you, whatchamacallit.
Am I hidden?
Mm-hmm. All right.
He's behind a meat curtain.
I didn't mechanically hide, but I am in a different room.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on. All right. Just roll me a stealth.
Okay.
Got a 17, though, in terms of his perception.
And we'll see. Mm-hmm.
Gideon rolls like
30
is with his.
Got a 15.
Damn.
However, the halfling, you would get your sneak attack on. He's engaging.
Break the concentration.
Oh, the halfling's not close? The halfling is within 5 feet?
The halfling is striking at Ilex.
Gotcha. Hold on 1 second. I think... where he raised the zombies, did he raise the zombies around him, or are they forward?
The panda?
Yeah.
Around him.
Okay, great. Yeah, I think I'm still going to shoot the panda.
Okay.
There can only be one.
22.
Oh.
That's a hit.
Okay. That is... F. Wow, good lord. 9 piercing damage.
All right.
Thank you, good lord, for those 9 piercing.
Thank you, good lord.
And then I'm going to pull out my 2 swords, movement, and bonus action dash towards the zombies.
Right.
So okay. I get 60 feet.
All right. And we are at second biggest.
This is The panda bear folk isn't my... I know it was a joke. It's not anyone I recognize.
No.
Okay, good.
It's your mom.
Mom! I mean, sorry, Chisk.
Sorry, Chisk. Sorry. We're doing your thing.
The second biggest is going to turn to begin to pray. Believing his compatriots can handle you guys. And that now we are at the halfling.
Oh, my God.
Is going to try to hit... cannot hit, still can't hit the deer.
I'm an Alcyon.
When she's jumping, she's a deer, which is why she's an Alcyon.
I just want you to know, you're really driving home my point that you know nothing about the rope knot.
You gotta really earn that name.
He says out loud, I can't hit the deer.
And we are at Maeve.
Is the halfling still in 10 feet of me?
Yes.
I'm going to move to him. I'm going to cast, with a bonus action, Shadow Blade.
Oh, yeah.
So my gloom sword manifests back into my hand.
Wow.
Faith bolts up.
I heard you like meditating. And I'm going to cast Green Flame Blade with my action. And I'm going to smack the halfling with my gloom sword. So it does regular damage with the gloom sword.
Hell yeah.
Which is 3d8 if I hit. So let's hope I hit.
You got luck points?
I have one. Can I do anything with one?
You can add by one, yeah.
Add one to your roll.
Oh, mother.
Mother bitch.
That doesn't help me at all. That doesn't help me at all.
I thought, Diego.
No.
What did you get?
I got an 8, so like a 12. It's not going to help.
You get another luck point. Oh.
A 12 does hit.
What?
Hey.
Okay. Oh, thank fucking God. Okay. 13 psychic damage just with the normal.
I didn't realize you'd be pointing at me. See, this is another perk about playing. Listen, buddy. You are taking 13 damage plus.
Take it.
So 13 psychic damage. And then the green flame blade stuff actually happens. I'm going to leap. Is there anybody within 5 feet of this halfling?
The only her.
Shit! Okay, that didn't work. I thought maybe there was a zombie or something. The fire flings up and does nothing. Fuck me!
Muffin!
No, it looks really cool, babe.
It's great.
That was a roller coaster of rolling. What's so you did hit, you did hit,
yes.
And you did 13 points of damage?
I did.
All right. Does that include the blade itself?
Yes, yeah, it's a spell, so it just does
3d8.
It's a hit.
A hit's a hit.
It's a hit.
Okay, so we have zombies shuffling.
More damage
forward
than I did last round.
So we have two zombies on Ilex.
Also spellcasters, so they may not have a ton of hit points.
And at one on Chisk.
Random. Zombies.
Yes, and one on Maeve now.
I ran directly at the zombies. Unless they can't reach me. I shot at their creator.
All right.
Maeve and I
I'll give you each a zombie then.
We're each within 5 feet of one another.
There's plenty of zombies to go around.
Thank you for not just giving me all the zombies.
You know what it is? It's this D20's chipped. That's my problem.
Is it actually chipped?
Yeah. I'm kind of cheesed about it.
That would affect the rolls.
It's a nice D20, though.
If it's on the edge, you would.
It's true. But, yeah, but like how much?
I'm trying to help you.
All right. So, Ilex, your zombie gets a 14, which is a miss, I assume.
Yes.
Get in. Your zombie gets an 18.
That is a hit, unfortunately. Just barely.
Right. Take 7 points of damage from the zombie. Chisk, your zombie gets a 21, which I assume is not.
Yep.
Gets 7 points of damage.
Fuck.
And the last one misses Maeve. Well, gets a 7.
No. Also misses.
And this... Pen bear.
Misses. It misses me. I thought you said Mrs. Maeve. Like she's like, married. I'm married.
That's right.
Single ring of me.
I was like, pardon
Mrs. Maeve Castanier.
When did you...
We don't know how we feel about that
the yet. The panda bear worm begins to chant again.
Oh, I'm coming for you, son.
Fuck.
All right, so chanting are the Yeti and the panda bear, and the halfling is nothing. He's fighting.
He is fighting.
And so is Rand.
And Rand is fighting.
Now, okay. Question. Is it per person or per round that they chant? That
both.
Both per round per person? God. So if there's two of them chanting at the same time, that counts as two per round?
Two successes for them.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
You also need to make a wisdom saving throw, Chisk.
No, I don't.
From whom? Whomst.
From whomst.
Whomst.
This Rand. Fucker. What a traitor.
He's...
What wisdom saving throw?
Please.
I'm so good. 18.
Is he pretty? Right. Beautiful.
So you feel the heavy weight of Korgoth on you, but you push through it.
Ren, stop this right now.
It's your turn.
Oh fuck. So many things happening at once. How far away is the furthest zombie from me?
There's one right on top. Oh, the furthest one would be the one that's on Gideon.
Which is how far away?
I would say 30 feet.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I'm going to cast Turn Undead.
Ooh. Oh! Heck. I think they're all undead.
/ Destroy Undead. So if they're
yo
CR 1 or lower.
Now, not to rain on the parade, but... Do you have Turn Undead still?
Yeah, I have one. This is my last channel divinity.
He gets tight.
So
the zombies would definitely be affected.
They have to make a...
I don't think they get it saved. Do
they?
Yeah. If they fail, they don't get destroyed.
I just don't know what save it is.
All the undead need to save. The certain below the CR might just die.
They either die or if they're above, they have to run away from me. But if they're below one... They die. So they have to do wisdom saving throw, please. If you will, sir.
I will. I'm just checking. I think they are. Yes, they all below one, the zombies.
Oh.
There's a one. There's another one.
Yes.
15 and a 16.
Only one passes.
Right. So that is all of them except the one on Chisk.
Fine, I'll take it. So now.
It's crazy. It's crazy that one
moved. Rand also has to make a saving throw.
Right, so we'll just across here. So Rand fails.
Whoa.
The halfling fails.
Aha.
The Yeti fails. 14, which I assume is a fail.
On the panda?
They all fail.
Unless they get a... What's the saving throw?
Wisdom.
Yeah, I don't
think... If it's two or more, it'll succeed.
They're spellcasters. They might have
This is... You know, these are all fails. This one, it might not fail.
The panda?
The panda.
Perfect. Panda succeeds?
I'll deal with him anyway.
Yeah, I think the panda succeeded.
Okay.
Sorry, what was the number they had to get?
16.
Yeah, that one succeeded.
So, three are dead. The one on me, the one undead zombie is on me still.
Yes.
And then...
These three...
Rand and the other people have to move away from me.
Right.
I can't take any attack actions.
I do believe that's correct.
It's more powerful than being frightened.
A turned creature must spend its turn trying to move as far away from you as you can, and it can't willingly move to a space within 30 feet of you. Mm. It also can't take reactions. For its actions, it can only use dash action to try to escape from an effect that prevents it from moving. There's nowhere to move, the creature can use the dodge action.
Sounds like it can't even sit there and chant.
Nope. Big baby.
Sounds like
big baby spell.
So, as the light of understanding of Thoth Hermes radiates through the room, The zombies are overwhelmed by the bright lights and disintegrate into ash, with one remaining. Two of the worm-hearted suffragans are hissing and moving away as far as they can towards the door. Rend is also backing away.
Can I grab him?
Whoa.
Yes, I think so.
Is there another door? Like, is there another door at the back of the room?
There is another door. Well, it's off to the side, but there is another door. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I know he's compelled to move away from me. I just want to grab him by the arm.
We're back up to the top of the round. So you're sort of grabbing him. We'll do like a grapple.
Sure.
Because he's trying to get away from you. You're trying to stay close.
Yeah.
All right. Back at the top of the round. Ilex. So there now is one remaining zombie. and one standing, frantically chanting Panda Bear.
And the halfling is how far away from me? Is he still within melee range?
I guess they haven't actually started to move yet, because they move on their round.
Yes. So he's still at my flank.
That's right.
All right. And Maeve is still within range.
I'm here.
With me. I'm going to shoot point blank at disadvantage at the halfling and try and hit him with my bow. Unreadable dice. Absolutely unreadable.
Shivering as well.
Yeah. It's a 19 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right.
That's with disadvantage?
Correct.
Oh, well, ooh, fancy pants.
Terrible damage rolls, though. It's 10 points of mixed piercing and psychic damage.
Ooh, right.
Did he die?
He seems to be okay.
Shouldn't
I mean,
he's okay.
No, he's scared and skewered. All right, but no, he doesn't seem to be on death's door.
I shoot him again. 18 to hit.
18 will hit him. Unreadable.
12.
Okay.
12 points of damage again.
He's definitely not in great shape.
Ah, good. Maeve is there with her cool sword.
It's calling out like underworld spirits.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay in melee with Maeve.
Okay.
You're right.
Gideon.
I hate to be this guy.
Yeah.
Now that this person has taken damage, do they do a save against the channel divinity?
I think that
oh yeah.
It might just end it. Until it takes but damage.
Wasn't it the halfling that didn't
The panda.
Oh, the panda, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, you're good.
He's almost dead anyway.
He is unturned.
Okay.
Right. It's more important that the ones that are chanting.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The sound of it was for an interruption. We're going to have to kill them all eventually.
Except for Rund. Just want to clarify that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Not all of them.
I'm not going to kill Rund unless he looks at me bad. But yeah, I'm not going to kill him. All right. I'm just going to keep my journey going and take two swipes at my twin that I'm not acknowledging in this moment to steal a story moment. So my fellow panda.
Kind of just cocktails there.
Yeah,
that seems like a very parallel plot.
My swords are flying. I go, I know who you are. But just to him.
Okay.
Fuck me. 11.
Black point?
I've used all mine. Fuck. I don't have any ones.
You have a new one now.
Fuck! all right, that's fine. Nice. I'll just be here with him. I don't think... Can I do a bonus action offhand if I didn't hit?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yep. I'll do that.
If you take the attack action, you can.
I know who you are!
Nice.
There we go. 24.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Sweet. So
this panda's like, I don't know you!
Like, what the fuck, man? Getting too familiar.
That's much better, baby. That is, holy Moses.
Oh, okay, not to rain on the parade.
23.
But why are you getting sneak attack damage on this?
It's a swashbuckler thing. If it's just me and the person and nobody else within 5 feet of us,
okay.
I also get sneak attack there.
All right.
It's a swashbuckler thing.
You wouldn't understand.
Yeah. So 23 damage.
All right.
I know who you are! I say it a little bit louder, and I look at Jisk. Scared.
I just like tears in my eyes, holding my brother as he's like running away.
We're doing goofs in the background.
Never mind. I don't know who you are.
Panda Bear goes down.
All right.
Hey!
I'll slice him, and then I'll catch him as he falls, and I weep. I've known you.
What a roller coaster.
I'm fighting something internally.
Brother knows.
All right.
So...
Yeah, it makes that sad sound.
I'm still bleeding from the chest.
All right, so...
Yeah, you're still actively bleeding.
Yeti is running away.
Good.
How many rounds do they run for? 10?
A minute.
Yeah.
So 10, yeah.
Wow.
Or until they get hit.
Hi-ya-ya-ya.
Halfling, though, was starting to run and all of a sudden realized he has always hated deer.
Oh, sorry, one quick thing. Does the zombie remain now that I've killed the person that raised it?
Ah.
It does.
Okay, great. That's what I thought.
That sucks.
Sorry, he always hated deer. Yeah, whatever you were saying.
Next story.
Why would you hate deer? What's that about?
You're unpacking they that. Come into my yard and they eat my apples.
They eat your chimpanzees. Sure, he was a halfling.
I have a very low apple tree.
Sorry, I have an apple bush. He is going to get some allies, and he raises four zombies.
Damn it.
God.
Shouldn't have wasted your time. I'm going to kill you next round.
Yeah, I'm going to kill him this round. I hope.
Gideon's crying at the corner.
He's like doing one of the like lid closes on the corpse.
His clear skin patches.
Putting some stolen coins on the eyes. Babe.
Oh my god, Shadow Blade. I'm gonna just try hitting the halfling again.
All right.
Oh, I swear to God. Okay. 17.
Yes.
Okay, that's better. 11, 15 psychic damage.
Right, he is looking really beat up now.
I didn't kill him. Alex, I let you down.
No. No, you're great.
You're great.
I was looking for approval from Mum.
All right, so Rend is trying to break free.
We're breaking free.
So Rend to break
free. So
athletics?
Athletics or, yeah.
Well, I guess he can do acrobatics, right?
Yeah, just has to do athletics.
I have to. I'm not very strong. Oh, I am pretty strong.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey,
where do these muscles come from? 8.
Well, maybe it's because you're holding your brother and you're not really committing.
Yeah.
You're conflicted.
Your strength is being channeled in different ways.
He's slipping through my fingers.
He keeps the word on you.
Literally.
Oh.
I figured it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Leave then.
He runs for this exit.
Oh,
this side door.
Oh, God. Oh, God. You know what?
Oh.
I'm going to use my 4 luck points to reroll that 20. 3 luck points to reroll that 20.
All right.
I need you here, brother. That's much better.
Hell yeah.
21.
Yeah, so you hang on to him as he's tugging to get away from you. So
let's go.
Mindlessly afraid.
Does anyone have the luck points rules available? I just don't have them with me, so
here.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, wait, I'll read them out. It's my turn now.
When you fail an attack roll or saving throw, you get 1 luck point. You can use these points towards a future attack roll or saving throw.
Okay.
Oh.
What?
Oh, no, grapple is an attack. Fuse.
Yeah.
Once you have 3 luck points, you can spend all 3 to gain advantage on the roll rather than a numeric addition.
Okay.
Grapple is an attack?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Rend is no longer trying to get away.
Oh, shit.
Well, now, I think it depends if it's attack or damage.
I think. Let me read the rules.
Yeah, I think they have to receive damage. Uh-huh.
Takes any damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're allowed a maximum of 5 luck points. Would gain your 6 luck points, roll a d4, and that's how many luck points you now have. You don't need to spend all your luck points in one go, and you can use 3 to 5 luck points as a +3 or +5 as well, instead of advantage. Right. Enemies have the same mechanic, but they are called doom points. We haven't really established how they work yet. Kevin didn't know at the time.
He's like, we'll move on. And
I do actually know now.
That's good.
Oh, no, that's not good.
It's very good.
It's fine.
It's very good, okay. He says.
So now it's my turn.
It is.
Okay.
Okay.
Halfling boy is still alive.
Just barely.
Don't remind me.
And the Yeti is still running.
Chanting.
Oh, the Yeti. No, the panda was the only one chanting.
Yeah.
The Yeti
Yeti's running. Yeti's running.
You kill the panda.
You kill the panda.
Right. Oh, sorry. Sorry. Has the worm done anything?
The worm.
That.
Rend's worm.
The worm is going to come after you.
It's a nurse.
Is it an undead worm?
It is not an undead worm.
Shit.
It's a normal worm.
It's a purple worm.
It's a baby purple worm.
It's just a huge.
If it's a normal worm, I'm not worried. I'll just step on it.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, we forgot about that.
That's why Korgoth never really got a lot of respect in the world, because it's just worms.
Just normal worms.
There's a really funny comic where there's a billion spiders that believe they're Peter Parker. And that's what I imagine. A bunch of worms that believe they're Korgoth.
They're Korgoth.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Korgoth's really good at comics.
Dream things.
He just eats garbage all the time. Okay, so is it or me who goes?
You.
Me, okay. The worm has done nothing.
The worm has finally remembered that it exists and it will jump in the next round.
Isn't that interesting?
They're really small brains.
Yeah.
Really small brains.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah.
I can deal with the worm. Don't worry about the worm.
I am going to cast guiding bolt at second level on the halfling.
Ooh.
Nice.
I'm going to shoot the halfling with guiding bolt.
You will be at disadvantage, remember.
That's okay. Why?
Because you're
in melee.
Toe-to-toe with Rend.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll take it.
Rend is my friend.
No, I have two hands. Okay. Disadvantage. Oh, that's not bad. 9 plus 8 is 17.
17 is a hit.
Yeah. Sick. Let's go. 5d6. Oh, fuck. 10, 15, 17,
18, 19. Yo.
19 points.
Obliterate him.
Finish him.
Finish him.
Tell me how you take out the halfling worm-hearted suffragan.
While reaching for Rend, I turn, grab my holy symbol, and I say, Rend, there are other ways to save the road god. There are gods that are with us. You've seen the power. I've killed some of your minions. The rest of you will go down if you don't stop. And I shoot the... Don't make me do this to you as well.
Oh!
Damn.
Harsh.
All right.
I like Xeldine.
Turn.
And the worm is coming in next round.
The worm has turned.
What?
The Yeti.
Is running.
Is about to start running. Hasn't started yet?
Yes, he ran last round.
Okay, and he's headed towards the spare door.
Yes.
I still have jump cast on me, so I'm going to leap over there and block that door.
Oh, yes.
Bitch, you thought. And shoot him.
All right, as he runs towards you.
Yeah. As he runs into my bow.
Yes.
And arrow, turns out.
Boing.
19 to hit.
That is a hit.
All right. Oh, that's a hard one to read.
Is your tiny dice?
No, the tiny ones are easy. It's this.
They're all
like,
clear. You got clear dice.
Good deal. That's pretty good.
I think it's adorable you bought a bunch of dice that it's hard to read.
They're very beautiful. They have other features. It's not just about legibility.
It's called mystique. Yes, sweetie.
Beauty, not use.
Stop. I'm trying to do math. 16 points of psychic and piercing damage.
All right. 16 points of psychic and piercing damage. The Yeti is psyched and pierced.
Yeah.
But still going.
And you see the turn sort of leave his eyes, that sort of fear. And then he sees me standing right in front of him and a different kind of fear arrives in his eyes.
That's right. A different kind of running.
And I'll shoot him again.
He shits himself.
No,
and he's shitty him.
A million, 29 to hit.
Ooh. A million and 29 to hit.
A million and 29.
So, like a dirty million then?
It's a dirty million.
This is the fight against the gods over again.
Guys, call me Dirty Million from now on.
16 points again.
Dirty Million!
Ooh.
And I'm going to block that door and stand there and stop people from getting through.
All right. Gideon.
All right. Where's that worm at?
The worm is coming up behind. Behind just because he's so busy talking to his brother, he doesn't notice this large worm rising up behind him.
Where did that worm come from? I'm going to run at the worm. And so he's within 5 feet of Chisk?
He is within 5 feet of Chisk.
Great. I'll do some worm. Slashing that. Oh, yeah. Okay, that's a 26 to hit.
That is a hit.
Big money, no whammies. Nice one. Do you want me to... Get in there.
No,
we got to honor it. I ruined myself. That's great.
For the listeners, the dice went into the tray and knocked the damaged dice.
Down from a six.
Made it worse.
From a six.
But that's still 19 slap, no, piercing.
19 slap damage.
19 slap.
All right.
You stop it, worm.
You got into the worm.
It is a meaty slap.
Offhand attack, 4. Oh, that kick. Yeah, it is a dirty 20 to hit. This one won't be as impressive. 2 slashing damage.
Every little bit counts.
I'm making worm steaks. Hi, Ren. My name is Gideon. Good night.
All right. Yeti is going to summon some zombies.
Oh, man.
To attack Ilex.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that.
Oh, also the halfling had zombies?
Yes, yeah. Best of that.
And there's one zombie by me also.
So now we're up to 9 zombies.
Son of a prick.
I can't do this.
Dave, what are you going to do?
That's a great question. No one's around me now?
No one is around you. They alone? Totally aren't you.
Well, where are the zombies at the halfling summit?
Yes.
Oh, yes. They would be coming for some of you.
All four of them are coming for me, actually. Yeah.
Oh, what? Is it their turn?
Yeah, sorry. Pardon? Is that me?
Hello.
It's all good. So, one zombie on Gideon. Another zombie on Gideon.
You're by me now.
Yeah.
Bach.
Is that bad?
On Rend. No, not on Rend. On Chisk.
Do you want all over here?
You guys look so much alike.
I don't have any more Channel Divinities.
Okay.
So, I was talking a big game before.
I jumped away.
That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the word before it gets
after you.
Okay.
One on you, Maeve.
Okay.
Con. Game hole con.
Chisk. And Gideon. So, three zombies on Gideon, three on Chisk, one on Maeve, and one on Ilex.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Three on me?
Yes.
Got it.
Oh, four on Chisk, actually.
Four on them.
Right, because the original one is still there.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And they stay alive after their caster is dead. Okay. Is the one that's on me close to me, or is it just walking towards me?
It is moving towards you.
How far away is it?
It won't reach you in this round.
Okay. I dispel my gloom sword. And I'm just going to try and Eldritch Blast the Yeti.
Eldritch Blast the Yeti, all right.
Eldritch
Blast. I can't tell what that sounds.
When I'm just having a bad game, okay?
Oh, all right, sorry.
I'm doing okay. I wish I was doing better. I wish I could help.
Oh, Muffin!
Oh, 24.
Oh, that's so great! You've done such a good job. That's amazing.
Stop it.
Fantastic.
Wow. He never did this to me growing up.
What am I looking for?
That's why you are the way you are.
That's right. Everyone, shut your sound. Shut your sound or Papa will get mad.
I want this one. 1d10 force damage. Okay, yeah, so this is just the first beam. What is that?
Nice.
It is agonizing, which means it's a 13.
It is.
Force damage.
Ooh. On almost.
The first beam? Almost what?
Almost gone.
Me or him?
You're almost gone. Wake up.
Okay, second beam.
Nice.
Second beam is a 22.
Hey.
And it's a 12 force damage on the Yeti.
Right, the Yeti disappears.
Nice.
All right, do you have any other beams?
No.
All right.
No more beams.
No more.
You got any other beams?
Saying you're almost gone to someone is so terrifying.
So ominous. I was like, pardon?
Bump into someone at a bar.
You're almost gone.
Hey, what's your problem, buddy? You're almost gone.
Right. Ren is trying to break away from you.
Okay. Let's fight it out, man.
You get an 18 this time.
Oh, fuck. I did get pretty good, but not good enough for 18, I don't think. Nope. It's 15.
All right, so he is also running for that same door where Ilex is standing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Do you not want him to run?
I don't know at this point, honestly.
Okay.
I don't know.
Have we killed all the chanters except Rend? Killed the panda, we've killed the halfling, we've killed the
enemy. Yes, we've killed all the chanters. Just
all the
panders.
All the panders.
The panders.
Panderbeerbirds.
Zombie time.
Wait, isn't it? Oh, it's between.
Yeah, the zombie's got a 9.
Oh.
Ooh, this zombie is.
These zombies are between me and Ren.
So a 20, a 22, and a 14, Gideon.
Holy smokes.
14 misses.
All right. So.
Why are these zombies so.
One of them is getting critical hit damage.
Okay.
Ooh.
So that is 7. And so 12 points of damage from all three zombies.
How long? Give me the one critical one.
7 and 5.
I'm going to uncanny dodge the 7.
Right.
Yeah.
Chisk, you have 4 zombies on you.
Hit me. I mean, don't.
I mean, please don't. Please.
19, 15, 16, and 12.
12 and 15 miss.
Okay.
What's your AC, Chisk?
Oh, 11. Wait. Well, hold on. I was thinking of my. Oh, it is 16.
Sick.
Yeah. Sorry?
11 points of damage.
11 total.
Aye.
One on each of you. Pink and darker pink.
I'm darker pink.
21 and 17. 21 is probably hit for you, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
8 points of damage.
Ouch. Oh, that's fine. I don't know. I have so much hit point.
Great.
Like, life.
And 17?
Hits.
Sorry, it was 8 you said?
Yeah.
7 points of damage, please.
To me? 7 points to me?
7 points
seven
to
points
you.
7 points to me, Ilex?
I am Dark Pink.
Chisk, it is you.
Black Pink.
Tis me, Chisk. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. All right, it's getting wild in here, you guys. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. I'm running out of spells here. I don't know what to do.
I got you. I got one spell left. I can help.
I'm saving. I will.
If all the chanters are gone, the portal will be closed?
Yeah,
closing?
We're yes, laughing in that sense.
As long as Ren doesn't start chanting, and then it'll get.
He seems pretty hell-bent on getting Korgoth into this plane.
I think he still has like 10. Still have 10 rounds to go, though.
Yeah.
I himself. Think we're good.
We're all right. I'm just trying to figure out this spell here. Fuck it. I'm wasting time. I'm gonna cast Sacred Flame on one of the zombies. Oh, I'll cast it on the worm.
Whatever you like.
Sacred Flame on the worm. That's what I would like.
All right. That is a saving throw, correct?
Dex saving throw, please.
A which saving throw?
Dex.
A Dex saving
throw? Dex saving throw.
Dex sporting goods.
Dex.
Dex is sporting goods.
Dexterity.
He sure is.
Yeah. Your dick is sporting goods. What's that? Hey, father.
Fail.
That's you're
fail.
Almost gone.
That is 12.
So scary.
12 points. What is it?
The worm is almost gone.
Radiant damage, right?
Yeah.
The worm is yes. gone.
Nice. I like it gone. He's not fucking listening. I'm not going to yell at him from here.
Okay.
You've given up?
No. I didn't say that.
Alex could take
he's
it
still turned, right?
Yeah.
Ilex.
I throw my net on Ren.
Ooh. That's good. Actually, before we get in, Alex, pizza's here. Do you want to, should we stop?
Yes. Actually, before we do that, you again didn't give a turn to the worm.
Oh, the worm.
Worm came up behind. I was just like,
oh, shit. Never mind. Oh, the worm gritted on Chisk.
Fuck.
And then the
sacred flames it.
And fighting the worm.
What?
Can't hit me.
He was pretty focused on him because he's okay. Protecting Ren.
I see. It's a Nagini situation.
Yeah, that's
it's
what
a
I was
Nagini
say.
Situation.
Voldemort. Got it.
Horcrux, if we kill the worm, we kill Ren.
13, 17 points off.
Oh,
yo!
Worm. Baby!
You. Oh, and also, you're constricted.
Oh my god!
I hate this worm.
It's a Nagini situation.
Kevin made the worm extra strong because he forgot to give him extra attacks.
Yeah.
He put all the damage into one attack. I see his notes. Text Wolfgang.
Ilex.
You got a Rend coming at you.
Yeah.
You see Rend, who has broken free of Chis' grasp. And is running towards that room that you are blocking.
Yeah, I take my net off my hips and I throw it onto Rend.
Yes.
And that.
Oh, yeah, right.
No damage.
All right. That is at disadvantage because nets.
Because net.
Is a 19 to hit.
A 19 with disadvantage.
Whoa.
I'm going to say that hits.
Yeah. What do you mean you're going to say? What's AC?
His armor class is 18. He has a higher armor class.
18.
Damn.
We'll get his armor. Not this corpse. Just kidding. Okay. What?
What was that?
Kill Alex.
No, I throw his net and I say, just calm down. We just want to talk to you. And he's restrained.
So he's restrained. Does that mean he is unable to take actions?
His movement is zero.
Can move around underneath the net, though.
Yeah, any attacks that he wants to make have disadvantage. He has disadvantage on dex saves, and attacks against him have advantage. But
all right.
No damage is done, so he's still
turned
and frightened.
I'll just keep chopping up this worm. No more of that worm. I didn't know it hit so good. 25.
Since it hit on the worm.
That's what I like to hear, Doctor.
It's been a while since we got a doctor.
Yeah, that's true.
25, 30 damage. I roll real good.
You counted that 30. So fast. I'm very
you
impressed.
You lots of up the worm.
Yeah?
The worm is chopped.
Ooh! Chopped, baby.
Chopped into two worms!
It's four worms now!
It's a Hydra!
And then I'll just take a bonus offhand attack on a close zombie. Start mopping these bad boys up.
They are. There's three zombies right around you.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Dang. Well, I guess they're zombies. 13.
Hit.
Nice. And a big. Oh, okay. Six damage. How about that? What do you think?
Pretty good.
Nice. Thanks, Dad. Proud of me, or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
That is the best zombie hit you've done in the last few minutes.
I'll take it.
Good job.
That's the nicest thing he's ever said to me.
Right. So, gone. Maeve, you are up.
Splendid. There's one zombie coming towards me.
Yes.
Eldritch Blast!
Okay.
Agonizer.
Hey, does a... Oh, no, 17. Does that him? Hit him?
Oh, good.
Okay, so it's only an 12 damage on the first beam.
All right.
Is that a 7 or a 1? Oh, okay, good. 14 on the next.
Did.
Nice. It's only 8 force damage on the next one.
So the total of the two is...
Oh, it's 8 force damage on the second beam.
8 force damage on the second beam.
You sing it loud and proud, girl.
All right, that zombie goes down.
Ooh.
Die.
Jisk, how you doing? How are you Alex or Jisk, are you okay?
I'm fine.
I'm fine for now.
I'm kind of hurt.
Still bleeding from the gas.
Oh, you did that to yourself, Gideon.
Yeah. Oh, not the zombie bite.
We're not fixing that for you.
We'll heal you up to 1 hit point.
Rend reaches into his clothes.
No.
You see him crush this crystal worm.
He can't.
His actions must be to run away.
Yeah, he's still not turned. He's still turned.
Oh! You get nothing!
Good day, sir! So he's reaching for the thing, but he can't... Oh, he must be able to do some sort of save to get off of
it. Yeah, he can try to get
away from this. Yeah, he can make a strength check to try to free himself.
He's probably real strong.
Oh, he got a 22.
Oh.
He can get out.
So he rips this net off, and he is just... I guess he's just going to barrel into you as he tries to get to that door.
Yep. Well, I'm standing in the way.
All right.
Honestly, that destroy undead, turn undead, that's...
It's been pretty clutch.
Getting smart. It's call.
Clutch as fuck.
All right, Gideon, only one zombie probably hit you. 18?
18 does it.
All right. 7 points of damage.
Oh!
Gideon, how are you doing?
Oh!
Okay.
Hit my chest wound.
My tummy cut.
One crit.
My tummy cut.
Oh,
17,
sorry.
17, 18.
I'm sorry. I'll uncanny dodge that. So I'll have it.
Okay. Chisk, one hit for sure. 17, 18?
They both hit.
All right. So that is 7, 8, 14, 16 damage.
Good lord.
Chisk.
These zomboids.
He's got 4 zombies on him.
Done that.
Chisk, I got the zombies. You get out of here. You go to your brother.
Disengage, Chisk.
I have fear. I fear he might have enough crystal worm around his neck.
21 hits. I fear me.
3 points of damage, Alex. And it is your turn, Chisk.
What?
What?
When did this happen? I will disengage from my current situation
and
go home and become a farmer.
As per plan A.
I'm going to run towards Rend and I guess just stand there because I used my action to disengage.
So you're standing right next to Rend, who's trying to shove the deer out of the way.
Yes.
And get in that.
Elseed, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Elseed.
Rend.
Elseed.
Wow.
Ren, please.
Feels racist.
Oh, boy.
It sounds racist.
Elsie, stop. It's not a deer. My friend. Ren, please stop this. Whatever you're about to do in the other rooms, you need to stop right now. I will die right here, if that's what you want.
I'm not saying that out loud, but...
All right, let me persuasion. See if you can get through his fanaticism.
Wormy
fanaticism.
Perception? Or persuasion, I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, without Hermes! Okay. 14.
He's not convinced.
Okay.
Alex, you have Rend right there.
Oh, back to the top.
Yes.
I grab Rend by the shoulders and I say, listen to your brother. This isn't over. You can stay. We can finish this job and change the rope guard for the better. Not with this worm. Listen to us. Chisk is here to help.
Hit him, Alex. Hit him.
Slap him. I don't slap him. I try and make a persuasion check.
Right. Tell you what. Let me hold that and you can add advantage to his persuasion.
Oh? Well, a reroll?
Yeah.
Well, this round or next round, whatever you...
Help.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm...
Yeah, we have to be at the end of this round.
So something that I think we've already talked about once that I'm trying to forum search right now is I think that even though Rend is turned, I'm just saying it because I think it'll get brought up, I think we can do an opportunity attack on it.
Yes.
There's the thing about you don't get an opportunity attack if it's forced movement, but the player's handbook defines forced movement as movement that does not require the use of the creature's movement, action, or reaction to accomplish. And so because the thing requires it to use its action to move, I don't think it's forced movement, and therefore you can opportunity attack. Ruling?
Sure.
All right. That just means if he runs again, I think you can try and grapple him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like this came up, we talked about this last time, and I think I said a different thing, but I didn't read this definition of forced movement. We were just kind of like, it must be forced movement, but I guess it's not. Anyway, now I'm done.
Excellent. So you're going to hold your action and give him advantage. In fact, technically is what I was asking.
Dias Cast listeners, jump in if I'm wrong. Bye.
Or you can make your own persuasion roll.
I know that I'm good at persuasion and I'm a diplomat, you know, okay. And I'm also from the forest. So I want to tap into that.
Go ahead. Roll me a persuasion.
Get him to listen to his brother. Tiny dice.
Oh, that is so cute.
It's so cute, eh?
Shit.
19.
Emma has been
he is still not advice. Convinced.
19? Convinced with a 19.
His faith to Korgoth is fucking deep, guys. Ooh,
just flip it. Imagine trying to talk Chisk out of my listening brother, to Thoth.
I would.
I would, though.
For my brother, I would.
That's your brother.
I was a good brother.
He hasn't tried to change me into Korgoth, so, you know, like.
Right. Yeah, I think I just stand there in the doorway, interposing.
Right. Gideon.
I'm still slashing zombies around.
All right.
Is Maeve near me at all?
She is not. No,
I'm
not really.
I'm like 30 feet away from you-ish.
Okay, word. I'm not going to be less useful in the zombie fight if I don't have sneak attack. So I'm going to bonus action disengage and run and swipe at a zombie that's by Maeve. Mm-hmm. And hopefully draw the zombies to us. Because
you can throw something to hit no one near me.
No, there's like 5 zombies within 5 feet of me.
I thought I killed the one near me. It'd be
a disadvantage.
No.
You can't get sneak
disengage.
Attack.
No.
I do not.
Right. I need advantage to get sneak attack.
Yeah. You can't get sneak attack if you have disadvantage for any reason.
So I bonus action disengage, so I can't do an offhand, but I'm by Maeve. Big money. 18?
Hit. Yep.
Phew.
Zombies have an hourglass of 8, just as a reminder.
So I love it.
Holy
mother. Jesus. 27.
All right.
Damage.
Bazinga.
Yes, that takes out a zombie.
All right, ha!
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
Bazinga. Bazinga.
My favorite show, Young Sheldon.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That's your Maeve. Favorite show.
I love Young Sheldon.
There are no zombies around you now.
No mass zombies. Well, that's not going to work the way I thought it was. Okay.
You're about to have zombies around you.
Why?
Because he's leading his friends over.
I had my zombies, and now I had Chisk zombies. So we're about to get zombies.
Okay. How far away are the about to get zombies?
They're probably about 20 feet.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just going to keep doing this.
And then I started blasting.
First beam. Oh, no. First beam's only a 10. No!
That's
Thank God.
Suck it!
People love watching that face.
A 14 damage on the first beam.
Ooh, that's pretty solid.
Nat 1.
Frick.
Say it.
On the second beam. That's a nat 1 on the second beam.
Nat 1 on the second beam.
But luck point, though.
But luck point, though.
But luck.
Yeah. But luck point.
Oh, I have three now. Does that mean I can change that?
Yeah.
It's really embarrassing. Do I want to do that?
I don't know.
Make a pretty good point.
Can you use that on the same roll if you just got
three? Or is it when you make a new turn?
Yeah.
Ah! Okay, I accept my fate.
I graciously as well, sounds like.
Let's leave forever.
Accept my fate.
I am now Korgoth.
I'm Korgoth.
Rend is going to try to push Ilex, I guess. Strength check.
Like he's trying to move past me and I'm trying to grapple him?
Yes, he's trying to get that door open and you're blocking the way.
Great.
So he gets a 15.
And I'm making an athletics check?
I think athletics would be appropriate.
All right. 9.
Oh, all right. So he pushes the Alcide out of the way. He opens the door and this warm light fills the room and he runs in.
I grab my stout redoubt and I whack him over the head.
Yeah, you can make an opportunity.
Okay.
I think you can too, technically.
Yeah.
This is why I looked this up.
Yeah.
We'll let Jessica first. Are you stout redoubt, looking crack to over the head. Incapacitate yeah. him? Are you trying to like hurt him? Or incapacitate
yes.
him?
No, I'm trying to hurt him right now. I am going to hit him to try to get him out of this thing that I put him in.
So he doesn't run into the warm light.
Yeah.
We don't know about the crystal worm around his neck.
We don't know.
Crystal worm.
I wonder if he has one.
Is it just a straight roll to hit him?
Yes.
Check his neck.
Come on. Okay. 16. Oh, he has a fucking 18. Wait, I still have 2 luck points.
Pizza.
I think.
Did you say pizza? Pizza.
Pizza. I do have 2.
Yep.
To meet it.
Pizza, pizza.
So,
pizza, pizza, baby.
With the guiding hand of Thoth.
Holy fuck. Holy fuck. Womp.
Using Mavros's weapon.
What a battle of the gods right here.
Dang.
Oh, that is 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
And his stupor is canceled. Is it a stupor? I don't know what a stupor is. I just like the word.
If Chisk has now hit him and he's trying to move away from me, I would like to take my opportunity attack to try and grapple him.
Okay.
Yeah? So I'm going to make an athletics check and he can use athletics or acrobatics against me.
All right. He gets an 11.
I get a 15.
Okay.
All right. So you wrap your strong arms around him.
Yeah. That's strong. Ah, he's got some knots. Ow, they're poking me.
Splinter. but it is now your turn. Sorry, no, I'm sorry. Chisk.
Now, just, don't the zombies go between Rend and Chisk?
Zombies do go through Rend. I forgot about the zombies.
Right, that was all Rend's turn.
Yes.
Correct.
Right.
One on Chisk. Only one of your zombies move up to hit you, Chisk.
No, he's gone from the zombies.
Yeah.
Someone they move over to him.
Oh, they move.
The zombies, fuck. Wow, zombies have 30 feet?
Yeah, the zombies get 30 feet.
Damn. Yeah, okay.
But
they're just like so fast. I say to the zombies, shoot, go follow Gideon, go, get.
There's only one that hits. Chisk. And you take 4 points of damage.
My God.
On Gideon, he gets a 19, which is a hit, I assume.
Okay.
Anyway, you take 4 points of damage.
Me?
Yeah.
Uncanny dodge.
Don't say doge. Doge is kind
of...
Don't say doge.
Oh, it's bad now. Damn it, Elon. It was good until...
Yeah, it's bad now.
All right. Now...
Do any of them come for me?
No, none of them come for me.
Now it is Chisk's turn.
Now it's my turn.
Chisk.
Kevin nods sagely.
I'm gonna cast...
Oh.
Zone of Truth.
Oh.
I have no fucking clue. I'm going to cast Zone of Truth. I need you to make me a charisma saving throw.
Am I in this?
You are. And the zombies would be too.
Cute.
Zombies have so many fucking
saving
secrets.
Oh, not a strong suit.
Right. Love it.
It's pretty much a 16.
It got a 16?
Yeah.
Fuck!
Why?
That's his spell save.
That's the spell save. He succeeds.
Can we do anything using our luck points to deduct points from that roll?
I cannot.
That is very painful, That's a fucking
bummer. That's too bad.
I am bleeding out at the moment
Zombie attacks me from the back, I'm holding on to Rend and just kind of lumped on his shoulders as I'm holding him in place.
Are you unconscious?
No.
Okay.
Not yet.
But you're just trying to show him that you're not...
I am fucking hurt. Like, I am about to go out.
Right. Sap everywhere.
Yes. Maple syrup.
Blood, okay. Doing an image.
Sweat. All of it. Rend, if there's still any love for me within your heart, I beg you, stay away from Korgoth. I don't have to live for you to stay away from him. As long as you stop what you're doing, please, the Road God needs us.
All right, you can roll persuasion with advantage.
Come on, baby.
Let the blood and the sweat and the maple.
Anyone?
He looks at you from his sunken, reddened eyes, worms dropping off, and you see the red just die away, and he grabs you into a big hug.
With all his worms?
With all his worms.
You hear him start to cry in that wooden, terrible way that pioneers cry.
It echoes internally.
It's like marimba.
Oh, friends, it's okay. We're gonna get out of this.
Thank you very much to Kobold Press for all the lovely Midgard materials, to Maps and Melodies for normally making some fantastic songs that go in these episodes, but with these episodes not having any songs or sound effects, I'll just say, Maps and Melodies, we love you. To Morgan Ermter for all the graphic design work done for the Die Is Cast. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show or anything else, D&D, you can email me at griffin@dieiscast.com. You can find us on social medias at the Die Is Cast or on the web at dieiscast.com. Follow the cast, Cinder Emma B, Diego Stradle, Madeline Hunter-Smith, Griffin Cork. Kevin doesn't give out his socials, I don't know. But more than anything, please join the Discord. I want to hear your thoughts about these live episodes and if we should record more of them. I had a blast. It's terrible to listen to sometimes, but I had a blast. We'll see you all very soon. Bye.